Drive, how are you this morning?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, good. So what's the word for Sunday? You ready to go? How's the health of this team? Tell me right now, Gerard. Cut it out. I don't want to hear any. I don't want to hear any spin. Give me the exact. I want the MRI reading of Brady's shoulder. Go ahead, break it down. Go.
I'm leaving that one alone because that's a touchy subject this week. I can see.
It seems like it.
I'm not sure. Hey, you got to ask him. I'm all about Buffalo and all about the guys who are out there. So
what did you see? You know, Buffalo obviously handled you guys first time out. Struggled for a while, but I thought played pretty well last week against Denver from what I saw. What do you see from this Buffalo team that's different from last time you guys played, or is it still pretty much the same?
Yeah, it's still pretty much the same. Still has the same weapons, you know, besides Fred Jackson, of course. Spiller's really coming into his own, you know, explosive player, similar to, you know, Reggie Bush from last week, bounce-out runner. But he's playing a lot better than he was at the beginning of the season, so he's a dangerous weapon for him.
A guy who played really well last week, Dane Fletcher, talked a little bit about his progression, and was this just something that you guys saw, that it was just a matter of time before he had a game like he did last week?
You know, Dane, you know, he's a hard worker, first and foremost. You know, he's always in here early and always stays at the practice. But, you know, the coaches do a great job as far as getting people prepared, and Dane came out and played well for us last week.
When you look at when you sit around, and I don't know how you guys do this, if it's conversational stuff in the locker room or not, but do you even worry about seeding? I suspect you're going to tell me no, but when you sit here and you watch these games, do you think, boy, if we win this game, we get home field throughout? Do you worry? Do you look at the other teams and the scenarios? Do you just go out and play?
I mean, you know the answer to that, like you said. You know, we just go out and play every week.
You know? So, Gerard, you really don't know, like, for instance, what does Tennessee have to do to make the postseason?
I don't know.
You don't know. Okay, he's all right, so you don't know. That's fair. Okay, you're being honest, so you just go out and play.
I'm sure they probably have to win.
That's a start. I think you're right. That's one
That's a start. That's a start, right?
compared to the last couple of years when you've been in this situation, heading into the playoffs, how do you look at this team? What's the difference? I know that Vince Wilfork came on and said, you know, that it seems like – I'm kind of paraphrasing what he said, but there's a really good chemistry of this team. Would you agree with that, that there is a difference in this team going into the playoffs in the last couple of years?
You know, I would agree that, you know, just the overall chemistry and overall mental toughness of the team is better than years, you know, before. Just the games we played these last couple of weeks as far as being down by, you know, by 10 points, by 17 points, and still being able to fight back and win the game. You know, even in our losses, we still, you know, pretty much fought back and competed fairly well. I think the mental toughness, overall mental toughness of the team is pretty good. So.
Any rhyme or reason as to why we saw Denver? Obviously, we saw it last week. Any rhyme or reason for this defense, these slow starts?
I'm not sure. You know, I just think it's just lack of focus on our part, and we have to go out and be ready to go. You know, these 1 o'clock games, and we've really been struggling a little bit to get going, and that's just something we have to improve.
Did you think at any point this year that this defense wasn't going to be good enough? In other words, what was the low point? Because, listen, I mean, we can cite the points that you guys haven't given up a ton of points, but you haven't given up a ton of yards, and you're mixing in different players. Was there any point this year you said, hey, you know what, this is going to be trouble?
No, not at all. You know, we've always been, you know, confident in our abilities to get things done. And, you know, turnovers have really been saving us these last, you know, few weeks. And as long as we can get the ball in our offense's hands, you know, we feel like we have a good chance to win. So if we win that turnover battle, we feel like we have a good chance to win the game, and that's our goal.
How important is the bye week, though? Obviously, you've already clinched it in terms of getting healthy and getting ready for whoever shows up there. Obviously, you're looking past this game by answering that. But how important physically for you guys is that bye week?
Oh, very important. Like you said, just getting guys back, getting guys healthy, being able to prepare for, you know, you don't know who you're going to play, so you just try to prepare for every team. You try to get yourself better over the bye week. And, you know, I'm sure we'll go over, you know, previous games, previous problem plays, and try to get those handled before the playoffs start.
Who's your favorite American League East catcher?
My favorite American League East catcher. Verte.
No, come on. Guy you went to school with.
Oh, you talking about my brother. My brother, Aaron Cedia.
There you go. I'm just trying to get you out of the mode a little bit.
Oh, look, I'm trying to give that politically correct.
Don't do that.
And you caught me. I can't say that.
You were so much in the mode that you had to say, I have to talk about the Red Sox catcher. You didn't even talk about the guy you went to college with.
Hey, man, I had my Patriot badge on, you know, so I answered the right question.
Speaking of your college, there are, by my estimation, I just looked, 176 bowl games this season. There are two, I think only two teams in the NCAA that are not playing in bowl games. I think one is Ole Miss and the other one is Tennessee. I mean, what has happened to this program? We were talking about BC in the last hour. What is going on with the Volunteers?
Man, I'm not sure, man. I think it's just, you know, it comes down to stability, I think. And that's with anything. That's with offense, defense. That's with, you know, coaching staffs and things like that. Just having a coaching staff that has time to get the guys they want in there and just get the program turned around, I think that's the major issue. You know, we went through the Lane Kiffin thing. We went through the other guy, I forgot his name. But we went through those errors, and hopefully this coaching staff we have now can turn things around.
Are they building an enormous, like, $5 billion facility there?
I'm sure they're always building something, so I'm pretty sure.
Well, you should know where your money's going. I mean, I'm sure you're donating all kinds of money to the program.
Right. Yep, for sure am.
last one here. Do you – this Belichick stuff, we've got some calls. We talked about the first hour, how he never gives the media anything. Do you watch these clips on the news or on the NFL Network? Do you kind of get a kick out of watching these media guys pulling the hair out of their heads trying to get answers from Bill?
You know, to be honest, I don't even pay attention to it. You know, you should see us in the locker room trying to get answers from Bill. So it's the same thing.
Are you going to be fine for the Aaron Cebia comment today?
I don't know. I might.
All right. Thanks for joining us, Gerard.
Thanks, Gerard. Happy New Year.
All right. You too.
That was Patriots linebacker Gerard Mayo.